I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Chico Now, and I am your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am here with my friend, Harold Littlejohn, and we are going to talk about some stuff that's happening in January with his business, because right now it's December, and we are in the hustle and the bustle, right? It's so fun to shop for our friends and our family members, and it's fun to go to all the different Christmas parties and to get all dressed up, and everybody's so happy, but on the other hand of that, you're also kind of noticing the balance going down in your pocketbook, right? You're hopefully you had some holiday savings account set aside exactly for this season, but not everybody has that luxury. And so we thought we'd talk a little bit about an upcoming class that Harold has, because he is a CPA here. And I don't know if you've ever noticed when you're driving down Mangrove, he has a big building and it says Harold Littlejohn on it. And it's really easy to see. So we're going to talk about an upcoming course he has and how he puts his spirituality into the field of accounting, which you would think, like, what? Accounting, spirituality, how do those even conjoin? But they do, right? We have all sorts of examples in the Bible of using our money wisely. And Harold is here to talk to you guys a little bit about that. So once the holidays kind of end and slow down and you're in recovery mode, you have an opportunity to actually make a plan. So Harold Littlejohn is a certified public accountant who has been saving North Valley residents a lot of taxes for 25 years at the same location on Mangrove Avenue here in Chico. He can save you money too, and you can call him at 895-3353, or if you're an emailer, you can email him at harold@hlittlejohn.com. So Harold, tell us a little bit about how you are using spirituality and your faith in your business as an accountant.
Well, Jessica, one of the things that I try to do every day, I have a little checklist in the morning, and I also use that when I start work. I use it when I get up in the morning, and I also use it when I get to my office. And what I try to do is I try to remind myself every day of who I'm going to select to be my teacher. I can either select myself, who, when I look back on that, really hasn't done a great job over the last 58 years. So when I choose the correct teacher, which I call the Holy Spirit or Jesus, that allows me to have the nice day that everybody seems to be happy. The money comes in when I need it to come in. I don't have to overcharge anybody. It just makes everything work out. So part of my spiritual side of my business, now I'm a regular CPA. I do taxes. I do accounting. I work with all different sorts of people, Christians, non-Christians, Hindu people, everybody. But in the background of everything I do, I'm constantly thinking about who's my teacher today, who am I going to let guide me through my workday. And any of you who are working, or especially self-employed people, I have some things that I could probably teach you that'll make things go a lot better in your business, and it always also spills over into your personal life too.
Ooh, that's a good one. So tell us about this class that you have coming up in January.
Well, thanks, Jessica. Glad you asked. It's a class, I've done this before 2 or 3 years ago, but I didn't have the website all set up at that time. It's sort of been a labor of love for the last 2 or 3 years. I have a 4-week course called the Miracle Prosperity Course. It's 1 hour per Wednesday. It starts January next month, Wednesday, January 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th at 10 a.m. I'll mention that a little later, too. What it is I have accumulated everything I've been working on for the last 8 or 9 years in the spiritual side of business, and I've boiled it down to 4 1-hour teleseminar courses called the Miracle Prosperity Course.
Oh, it's a teleseminar, so people don't have to get off work, drive across town, and come and sit in a classroom.
That's correct. It's an online course. You can call in, and even if you can't make one or two of the weeks, you can get that on on email that I can send you the podcast to listen to it anyway. So, but on the days of the course, yes, it's a live teleseminar that you can actually ask questions and join in. So it's a very interactive quality show. And the main thing is that every person that I've worked with so far on this, and I hate to act like it's that great. I don't brag about it, but every person that I've worked with these ideas has commented how much it's helped them, and it helped them right away. So this isn't something that's untested. I have quite a few. My website, miraclebusinessmethod.com, has some testimonials. It also has more details about the course. But I think that in the few things I can teach you during this course, you'll learn a lot, and it'll help your business.
Wonderful. When we come back, we will talk to him more about maybe a few tips as we're coming out of the holidays, what we can do to prepare ourselves for a successful new year. How does that sound, guys? I know you've been spending and spending. Let's see what we can do to mitigate some of that hardship. See you in just a second. This is Jessica Wilkerson going to commercial.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM and 9:30 AM. Also, to remind you, I am your Monday host as well. And Monday is a little bit of a different venue. I have some of my friends from the psychotherapy world. I'm an MFT intern. And they come on and we talk about different topics, things that help you get through the holidays and get through your relationships and just kind of work on reducing anxiety and depression. So on Mondays, it's helping people. And on Tuesdays, we are interviewing various local folks in our community. If you want to be on the show or you know somebody who would be on the who'd be good on the show, I would love your tip. Just send it in. Send me an email. jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. I check that regularly. So if you have something going on at your business or you have a friend or you know somebody who's doing something interesting, just shoot me an email and I will contact you or contact them and we'll get you on the show. All right, Harold. So we were talking about how you use your guiding principle each day when you get up in the morning and you go to work is, who is my teacher? And your teacher is not yourself. You don't have all the answers to the world, but rather the Holy Spirit. And then you mentioned that you have the upcoming class in January,
right?
Called the Miracle Business Method.
Miracle Prosperity Course.
Miracle Prosperity Course. But people can learn more about that on miraclebusinessmethod.com.
Yes, and they can click on the button that says course.
Okay. And now you are going to talk to us a little bit about ways to your taxes.
Year-end tax strategy.
There we go. He's got the lingo. I don't.
Okay. That's great, Jessica. Since it's December, there's a few things that people can think about to save some tax right away, because you'll be filing your taxes in the upcoming tax season, January it starts, and basically till April. And I've got a couple of tips I can give you now, since it's still December, that you might save tax with. Here's a couple of things. If you itemize deductions, and those of you who do, I'm sure know what that mean. If not, I'll have something for everybody else in a minute. If you itemize deductions, you're deducting mortgage interest, charitable contributions, and property tax, and those are really usually some of the bigger ones for the people here. Number one, if you are itemizing and you have some charitable donations you want to do, like for instance, you need to clean out a closet for your guests coming at Christmas, and you want to take some clothes down to Goodwill or the Ark store to give to help the retarded or the homeless or whatever, do it in December. Don't forget, because even if you've already done some earlier in the year, you can do another load now, and as long as you keep a good itemized detailed record of what you're giving and a fair market value, which is what it's up to you to place that fair market value. They don't do that for you. You are entitled to that deduction along with your other itemized deduction. So don't forget that if you have any charitable things, or if you normally give to your church and you normally give $100 a month, why not give $200 in December and skip January? That'll get you the tax savings for that extra $100 a year earlier. So that's another way to do it. The other thing is, a lot of people pay their... Now, the property tax... The property tax bills are due April and December. But if you want to pay up the April of 2016 bill now, send it in now, date your check December, and as long as that's postmarked before December 31, you can then deduct a year and a half's worth of property tax instead of a year. Now, let's say that you aren't itemizing, but let's say that you have a business, so you're self-employed. Anything you need to spend now, if you know you need a new computer in the next couple of months, buy it in December. Now, here's the beauty of that. If you use a credit card, not a store card, if you use a credit card, it's the same as cash, and you get the full deduction as long as it's charged by December 31st. So go out and buy what you need before the end of the year, and that'll be a quick deduction to save you taxes sooner.
That is so awesome. All right, guys, we have one more commercial break before our show is over, so please stay tuned, because Harold has some more discussion about his Miracle Business Method and his Miracle Prosperity course when we return. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Harold Littlejohn.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM and 930 AM. We are sitting here talking with Harold Littlejohn. He is a certified public accountant here in Chico with an office located on Mangrove Avenue. You can find him at a couple different websites or at miraclebusinessmethod.com. Or if you want to call him, you can call him at 895-3353, or you could email him at harold@hlittlejohn.com. All right, sir, tell us a little bit more about the Miracle Prosperity course.
Well, like I said, the Miracle Prosperity course is a summary of everything I've been learning enough to try to teach people. Of course, one of the main things about that is that you learn by teaching and you teach by learning.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, you're teaching all day long. And depending on who your inner guide is that day, that's what you're going to be spreading to all the people you meet.
Oh, yeah. Role modeling.
So my thing that I said earlier about which teacher I'm going to use today, that's important. But I'll give you a couple of other things that come from the Miracles Prosperity course. You could try these yourself now, and if they're helping you, you could then join my course in January. So one of the things is, and this directly relates to the teaching idea of before, how do you make decisions? Well, one of the secrets that I've found to make the day just much better than it would be otherwise is to decide not to decide. And you just basically go on autopilot and you let the spirit inside of you make all these decisions. Because that Holy Spirit knows everything. It knows everything from the past, the future. It knows who this is going to affect. And once you let the decision-making go, you basically are stopping your judgments. So instead of judging every minute of the day by, oh, I have to decide what shoes to put on today, you're judging whether the black shoes look better than the brown shoes. And that's stressful. Every time you judge, you stress yourself out. So I would say if you can just give it a try today and just try to make no decisions by yourself, just let them happen automatically. That would be one tip that I think can help you, and that's part of the prosperity course. The other one is if you realize that we all share the same mind and you're not alone, that's one of the keys also to how to handle your day. And I call it, in the course, I call it, the chapter is called Into the Mirror. But what I do is I consciously tell myself during the day that I'm looking at my thoughts. And as soon as you start realizing that this mind that we're all sharing is making these thoughts turn into pictures in front of us like a movie, then we can realize that we're looking at our thoughts, and instead of trying to fix what's on the screen by dealing with things in the world, what you do is you fix the projector that's your mind.
Mm.
So you change the way you're thinking, realize that you're looking at thoughts, you're not really looking at things, and once you do that, things are easier. If someone gets mad at you, if I have this at work, I have hundreds of tax clients. Every day, somebody's getting some letter from somebody. I mean, it's just the odds of something happening. Nobody's perfect. And the more that I handle these things, if I get a stressed out call or something, once I realize that it's my own thoughts and I go back to the no decision thing, that's just part of this prosperity course, but you'll find that things will go a lot better once you realize that your mind is controlling all of this. It's not stuff that's happening to you. It's stuff that your mind is making happen. So the more you change your mind about things, the better your day will go. And as long as you have the Holy Spirit as your teacher and you're letting Him make all the decisions, it's pretty much every day turns into a lot more prosperous day for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've noticed also with folks that once you start becoming aware of your thoughts, you start becoming aware of those patterns. A lot of people think, oh, once I start paying attention to that, then I have to start making changes. But you know what actually ends up happening is once you become aware of it, there's this like undercurrent of like you don't like it. And so it's not that you purposely necessarily try to change it. You end up changing it. It ends up happening because it's uncomfortable and you don't want to be that person.
That's a great point. Another part that brings me directly to another part of the prosperity course is called mind watching. And like you say, once you start watching your thoughts go by and detach yourself from them, if you don't do this, your thoughts will just pull you all day long and you'll be thinking of weird stuff all day and you won't be very prosperous and you won't be doing well.
And you'll be judging yourself.
That's right. Judging and criticizing and the whole bit. So
start
watching the thoughts go by like a floats in a parade.
Oh, I like that analogy.
And then they immediately start meaning a lot less. So don't forget to set aside some time on Wednesdays in January at 10 a.m. Go to miraclebusinessmethod.com and look for the Miracle Prosperity course.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on today, Harold.
Thanks, Jessica.
And thanks, everybody, for listening in. And I hope that you find Harold as interesting as I do. We'll have him on again in January.